a bedroom, and that was more of a dining room and kitchen altogether, see, those two.
Oh, I see.
And that was a back porch, and we had a little, had a closed-in back porch there, and this was just a little, where the steps to come out.
Was there no room that you called a living room or anything?
Well, we lived in a bedroom.
Oh.
They were big rooms. I think 16 by 16 or 18, great big rooms. And we had plenty of room. We had to have three bedrooms because Mom and Papa and for the girls and then for my brothers.
And where was this house? Was this house out here?
Over in Camp Robinson.
This is the Camp Robinson.
Yeah, where they bought that then. We had to move.
Well, how come they just moved away from
the
farm?
They leased it. Well, they wanted to get out on the farm. They got a better for the children. See, there was nothing there for us to do. They had six. From there, we moved to Searcy. Now the Morris Institute at Boys School. When they opened that up, we went up there.
Searcy, Arkansas.
Searcy, Arkansas.
How long did you live there?
A year, no, 2 years. I've known just what it was. That's when I left the park. I was just six. But I didn't go to school up there, so we didn't stay too long. Papa was caretaker of the grounds and the garden and the animals they had. And Mama was a cook for the hotel. That building is still standing.
Oh, it is?
That big, long building with a porch all the way across the front of it.
Mm-hmm.
And Mama, there was a hotel. What do they call those hotels? It's free of health. That spring should have healed everything. It was Armstrong Springs is what they called it at the time. And resort. And Mama done the cooking for the people that come and spent a weekend or something like that. And my older sister took care of the office. And the other one helped Mama cook. And then the boys helped Papa with the garden. And I'm my younger sister and I, we just played.
And you just played? Oh, you had to.
So we stayed there a year, I think it was. And then we came back. And then we bought this place where this house is. And that was, no, we didn't either. We rented right over here, about a mile and a half from this little house down in the hollow. Rented that for a year.
And then you bought this house?
Then we bought that home. And then the First World War, they come along, what was it, 1917, I guess, 16 or 17. They had to have that for the long-range rifles and for the cannons or whatever they shot.
I see.
So we had to move. They bought it. And then we lived down here in Leedy for a year. And then they gave it back to us.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, well, they leased it is what they did. Gave it back to us, but they had cut a hole in the roof to set a observation block. We had to do all that over again. And there, just a year, and then they come along and they bought it.
They had to have it,
yeah. So then we moved over here. This is the 10 acres here from that house is. And there, this way is 80 acres long. That's what that is, 80 acres. We lived at the other end of the 80. And then, of course, Mother and Daddy died. My brother had a dairy, so he just stayed there with it, Then they come along and bought that and left him 10 acres with about 80 cows.
Oh, no, 10 acres and 80
yeah,
cows?
Yeah, they brought it from, they needed it for expansion for the remount. This remount, what do you call it? Well, it's where they kept horses. They had nothing but corrals of horses at that time. But I don't know what they needed for, a rifle range or something.
It had something to do with the army.
Yeah, the government bought it.
Oh, I see. So.